Welcome to Unscripted Wrestling, the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast on the Unscripted Everything Network, or Everything Unscripted, however the fuck we're calling it.
Yes.
I am your humble, gracious host, who looks like Channing Tatum when I'm naked, Daniel Hummer. I am here with my brother and good friend, Doug Eric, and Stevie's also here. How's everyone doing tonight?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. All
right, Stevie, you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, he is.
All right, good. All right, we can hear Eric now, so all is right with the world.
Sweet. We got a big doubleheader.
I took my Bluetooth off, that's why.
Okay. So we got a big doubleheader tonight. We got the Unscripted Wrestling Fantasy Warfare TV title tournament, which is going to be starting our show off. After that, we will be getting into our Royal Rumble 2021 predictions and picks.
Now, question about those Royal Rumble 2021 predictions and picks. I can't give my prediction for one of them, right?
Because I'm
part of the...
I was going to tell you this. You can give your female prediction. Just don't get into why you think she should win or anything.
Because Eric forgot...
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
When he petitioned... for us to do this.
No,
when I say petition,
that's
anymore.
Why I say Sunday.
That's fine, but yeah.
But,
yeah, you can say your lady pick. You just can't really get too much into it. But so we got those two things.
Don't you talk about lady.
We're going to get into some plugs real quick. Doug will take us over here, and then Doug's actually going to...
I was just going to say, don't I host this?
Yeah. Are you going to throw me off the whole time, or can I keep going?
Yeah, you can keep going.
All right. The Fantasy Warfare TV title tournament. Before we do that, we're going to get to the plugs. Go ahead, Doug.
All right. Listen to Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday, Friday night, Mixler.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. It can be found on all major podcast platforms. Usually around 10:15, 10:20-ish Eastern time. So they will be on after wrestling tonight. I might listen to them depending on how tired I am. All right, listen to us every Friday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, here on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. Next week is going to be something special because next week is February 5th. So we're going to go back to February. I mean, we're not going to travel by time machine, but we're going to go back to February 5th, 1988. We're going to revisit the main event, Hogan Andre, the big controversial match. Between the controversial WrestleMania 3 rematch between the two of them.
Yes, with the two Hebners.
With the two Hebners. Also on that card was Honky Tonk Man defending the Intercontinental title against the Macho Man, which there's a story there, and Strike Force defending the tag titles against the Hart Foundation. So that'll be next week. All right, tomorrow night.
Yes.
Got a big one.
We do.
All right. Do you want me to talk about it, or do you want to talk about it?
I'll plug it.
Right.
Tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yes.
Settle in the Ring, our new debate show. Can't wait for this one. This one's been in the works for a couple weeks now. Something I'm really excited to do. First, we're going to have three contestants. Doug is going to be one of our honorary contestants. Kenny Lehman, you've heard him on the show multiple times, and our good friend Clinton, who's been a lot of the Sunday shows.
Yeah.
That's going to be the three contestants. Me and Eric will be judging. It's going to be one of the first ever wrestling debate shows. You have not heard or seen anything like this, so you're going to want to tune in. This is going to be awesome and entertaining.
Now, if anybody tries to fuck up the format of the show, they're fired, right?
Yes.
Okay. Eric.
It's going to be a fun time, and I can't wait. So.
Actually, I'd bet more on Lehman than
make sure to tune into that.
Right. And then also, Control Chaos will be back from hiatus in a couple weeks.
Yes.
As of course, Royal Rumble this Sunday. And then Super Bowl
next week.
Huh?
No, I was going to say Super Bowl next Sunday.
Yeah. So, really don't have the time right now to do a Control Chaos, but it will be coming back.
Yes.
And also Tuesday night, listen to Eric, Clinton, and I on the NFL Hard Hits show. We're going to preview the Super Bowl.
Yep. May have a special guest.
Oh, yeah, special. In more ways than one, if it's who I think it is. And also, Doug's History Lesson will be back in a few weeks for the Patreon, patreon.com/EU podcast, capital E, capital U, podcast. We're probably going to be doing, I'm pretty sure he won the poll, so it's going to be a history lesson on Magnum TA.
Yeah. Sure.
Which.
I have to check the other poll groups, but in the 70s, 80s, 90s, he was winning.
Yeah, I mean, he was winning by a lot. All right. So for this fantasy wrestling for the TV title.
Yes.
All right. We got 16 guys in here. Now, here's how this is going to work. All right. I'm going to give the match. We're each going to give our opinion. We're booking this thing.
Yes.
Now, I am playing the role of Vince McMahon. So if I don't like what you have to say, I'm still going to go my way anyway, because that's what he does.
Right.
So if I give you a match, all right, so for example, when we get to Tully Blanchard and Roderick Strong, you tell me who you want to win, but you have to give me a pitch.
Yes.
Yep.
If your pitch is that's who I like better, you got to blow. All right, and we're going to, you know, that's not a good enough pitch.
Right.
You got to give me a reason why. A good reason in order for me to be convinced as to why.
We're trying to pitch to the booker here. Pretty
yes,
much, right?
You're pitching to the booker. Got to be a good pitch. It can't be, you know, like pitching a Rob Snyder TV show.
You better find yourself, motherfucker.
Right. So, all right. Your first round matches will be Tommaso Ciampa and Sammy Guevara, Perry Saturn and Colt Cabana, Tully Blanchard and Roderick Strong, Arn Anderson, Barry Windham, Booker T, Disco Inferno, Matt Taven and the Tennessee Cowboy, James Storm, Eddie Edwards and the Velveteen Dream, and William Regal and Eric Young.
Ooh.
Oh,
nice matchup.
Let's start this off. Tommaso Ciampa, Sammy Guevara. All right, Stevie, who should win this match and why?
I think Tommaso Ciampa should win this match. And the reason is he's probably more stronger than Sammy Guevara. So I'd probably have to go with Tommaso Ciampa in this one.
Okay. All right, Eric?
I don't know if that was a good enough reason, but...
Well, it is for a match standpoint, as to, like, if you're booking, who should win the match. But also, we are in a tournament format here.
We want a little...
Okay.
Yeah. So, that does work for a booking a regular wrestling match. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Eric, who should win this thing and why?
I'm going with Ciampa too, because this is a TV title, so you want this guy to be on TV. A lot of people don't know Sammy unless you watch AEW. More people are tuning to Ciampa because he's been on the indie scene more longer, and he's the bigger name. So I'm going with Ciampa.
I respect that opinion. I will say it doesn't make too much sense, though, since AEW beats NXT in the ratings every week. But I do think both guys. I mean, I would say Chop is the bigger star.
Chop has been around, though.
Yeah.
And I agree that Chop should win this match. The way I would go around it is don't make Chop a babyface. Let him walk the line kind of like he does on NXT. To where he's kind of anti-hero. You don't know where he aligns. And let Sammy be the cocky chicken shit heel who's running away. And, you know, maybe the inner circle pops up and beats the hell out of Ciampa or throughout. And it seems like Sammy's going to win the match the whole time. But then Ciampa hits his finish out of nowhere and sneaks one out.
Right. And not the fairy tale ending. Willow's Bell, which is the draping DDT.
Yeah.
Which... you know, there's two differences in draping DDTs in between, like, the way Ciampa does it and the way Orton does it. Orton just, you know, he drapes you and, like, he makes you think about it, like, oh, fuck, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going head first, right?
And then instantly, yeah.
Tommaso Ciampa, he'll catch you out of nowhere. Like, you'll come through the ropes thinking, all right, well, I got him. He'll grab you right away. He won't drape you. He'll drop you.
Yeah. So,
like,
exactly.
At, like, let's say Jake Hager throws him in the ring, right?
Yeah.
And Sammy's like, oh, yeah, I got this. I got this. Ciampa hits Willow's bell out of nowhere. Hager's pandering to the crowd like the idiot that he is.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we get a three count, and Tommaso Ciampa wins it.
Yeah, I like that.
So, all right, so Ciampa's going to go over.
I mean, I like Sammy. I think he's very talented, but
yeah.
I just think Ciampa should probably move on.
Yeah. Right. You're right, though. Like,
yeah,
he's
fits
not,
more.
He's not a typical babyface. He is he likes to fight.
Yeah. We got to keep them that way, too. Keep them tough.
Yep.
All right. Let's go to the next one. This is going to be an interesting match. It's Perry Saturn and Colt Cabana. Dan, I'm actually going to start with you. Who's winning this one and why?
I'm going to go something different because, to me, in all of our fantasy booking and everything, we've had serious kind of storylines and it's been very heel heavy too. This should be a comedy match. Let Colt do his thing. I know a lot of people will hate me for this, but don't give us 97, 96, 98 WCW Perry Saturn. Give us Moppy. Give us the gimmick and the fun time that we remember as a kid watching Perry Saturn. And let these two have a fun 5-minute comedy match, throw each other around a little bit. Maybe, if Colt tries to make out with the mop or something and Perry gets pissed and jealous or something and he chases him around. You have a little fun because that's what wrestling should be at the end of the day is a little fun. So you give the crowd, you know, have a good time and laugh a little bit and you give them a nice little comedy match. And I say even, we already had one bald guy win. So let's have Colt Cabana go over.
Yeah.
You really have something against bald-headed people.
They suck. No, I'm just kidding.
Because one of them wouldn't let you wear their jacket.
Yes.
All right. Eric, who should win this match and why?
Who's the – are they both like baby faces? It's just like a baby face comedy match?
In my scenario, you can pitch whatever you want.
I mean, you pitch whatever you want, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. I think I'm going to go Perry Saturn because I think Perry Saturn versus Ciampa would be an intriguing match. Both tough guys, both guys are strong. And I think that would be more intriguing than Colt versus Ciampa. I don't know. That's just from my. I just want it to be a little different than Daniel.
What do you put over Saturn?
He's putting Saturn over here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Stevie. Who's going to win this one and why?
I would have to go with Perry Saturn. I'm probably going to put Perry Saturn as a heel because I think he would work great as a heel. So, and plus, I think he would. I think those two would have a good match, so I'd probably go with Perry Saturn.
Okay.
Can I give you a little more?
Yeah.
I think it would be – I would like to see Colt go over because if they do the fun comedy match and everything, you can really build up the second round and then have Ciampa beat the shit out of Colt Cabana and say this isn't a joke and this is a serious professional.
Yeah, that's true.
And then he beats the hell out of Colt Cabana and say you're just a comedy wrestler. And you're just a funny guy, but this is a real legitimate sport, and I'm here to win the TV time. That would be my pitch going around and stuff. But whatever you guys
want. Well,
that's a good pitch.
Well, it's a good pitch, and I'll tell you, let me kind of give you like a little bit of background, like as far as Ciampa goes. Back at Final Battle 2013, when Ciampa was in Ring of Honor, he wrestled Matt Taven for the Ring of Honor TV title. Now, Matt Taven was all about showmanship and comedy. Or not comedy, but like showmanship. He had these two girls with him. He had Truth Martini with him. Truth Martini never wore any pants. Wore a top hat, no pants. And it was all the showmanship, and he was very showy. I mean, he could do stuff in the ring, but he concentrated more on the antics outside of the ring to get him over. Okay? Tommaso Ciampa beat his ass in 5 minutes. He beat his ass in 5 minutes, took out both girls. You never saw either one of the girls that they were with again. Yeah, like, oh, he need one in the face, and he gave the other one Project Ciampa. Okay? And he beat the shit out of Truth Martini, which I think he deserves a gold medal for. So, like, and again, this is kind of jumping already ahead to round two. I'm going to agree with you, Dan. Even though I think, you know, we would have more of a serious match and it would be more of a competitive match with Saturn and Ciampa, I do think that, like, having Cabana go in the second round and get the shit beat out of him by Ciampa, who's trying to make a statement, I think that would make Tommaso Ciampa look stronger.
Yeah, it builds the hell out of Ciampa.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to agree with Daniel's pitch, and I'm going to put Cabana over here. Now, everybody did make a good pitch, because Saturn and Ciampa would be a good match. But I'm also thinking of, okay, we got to book somebody strong here, and then somebody strong probably could be Ciampa. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Tully Blanchard and Roderick Strong. Eric,
oh boy.
One and why?
Boy, just possibly looking ahead.
Huh?
Well, no, I'm just thinking in my head. I think I'm going to go with Roddy because he's younger, and I think Telly should put over the younger guy, and I think Roger Strong is going to be the babyface. So we haven't had a babyface kind of win yet. I mean, if you count Coco Banner, I mean, I think I'm going to put up Strong just because he's younger, and I think the younger star should be put over.
Okay. All right. Stevie, who's winning this one and why?
I would have to go with Tully Blanchard.
Okay.
He's the more experienced, and plus he's the former television champion. So he's actually been there. So I'm probably going to have to go with Tully Blanchard.
Okay. All right. Eric goes with youth. Stevie goes experience. Where are you going?
I'm liking Tully in this one. It's nice to have some old school flavor in the tournament and to have some legends around. I already forgot the other matches, but what other legends do we have?
All right. Well, we have Arn and Windham going against each other. Booker, who's a legend in his own mind, going against Disco, who's a legendary bad gimmick. And then William Regal, I think, would be the other legend in this.
Wait, next is Arn and Barry?
Yeah.
Give it to Tully.
Yeah.
And then you have a four horsemen, your second round matchup. You got two former horsemen going at it. Plus,
yeah,
there's already AEW's kind of already have a Tully and Arn storyline set in a little bit. They're already giving it to us.
Yeah.
I like Tully here because Stevie made a great point about he did a lot with the TV title.
Yeah.
In the NWA. And not only that, he's a veteran. He's a technical, like, warrior. Like, he's such a great technical wrestler. He's one of the greatest of all time. Definitely watch Tully matches if you haven't seen him. But Roderick is amazing too, and I think that they could have a nice competitive 25-minute match.
Yeah.
And actually, I like both of these guys, and it's really kind of hard for me to pick. But I would give it to Tully with a roll up at the end.
That's fair.
Some tights.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, guys do have to. I mean, you do have to have a finish where a guy does cheat or whatever.
Yeah, and when you do that, you still make Roderick look good too. Especially
because he can hang.
Yes, and he's hanging with the legend, so it doesn't take anything away from the youth in this one.
I agree with that. I mean, go ahead, Eric.
Now, do we have Undisputed Era in Strong's corner and Four Horsemen in Tully's corner?
Not really, because, again, two members of the Horsemen are going against each other, like, next.
Yeah, they got to trade. They got to warm up.
Yeah.
Squats. Do the beer curls. Or the bear claws.
Yeah.
Which it looks like he does either or now. All right, so like the way this is gonna go here is obviously I do agree Tully needs to go over. And so like what we do, I mean, obviously, you know, Roddy looks strong here, but yeah, I mean, you book Tully to go over just so you have him going against another member of the Horsemen.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. Ironically, we did talk about Undisputed Era and Four Horsemen. We compared them last week on the Ric Flair and Dusty show.
I was about to say, because you could do a Horseman killer thing with Roderick, really build his ass up.
Yeah.
There's not this thing, is he?
No. Ric Flair was in the world title tournament.
Then it wouldn't work.
All right, so we got Tully going over. All right, next up, we just said it: Arn Anderson, Barry Windham, Daniel. Since you look like you're about ready to catch some Z's, you're starting us off.
I like. I mean, I'm just gonna go Barry, just because I feel like Arn's always had his time in the sun, and Barry's the most underrated wrestler of all time. So I'll go Barry. Because best in-ring worker of all the Four Horsemen, I said it, and never really got utilized the way he should have when it was time for him to get utilized. So I'd go Barry, and then you know, kind of build him up. I was the black sheep of the Horsemen. I was the guy after Luger and everyone else. No one looked at me like
anything. He was in the third set of the Horsemen.
Yeah.
It was...
Which is arguably the best Horseman.
Arn, Tully, Flair, and Ole, and then Arn, Tully, Flair, and Luger.
Yeah. And then Barry came in. And, as much as I like, you know.
Oh, wow. Luger was in the middle?
Yeah, he was the second one.
Second edition.
The Luger face turned and made a bunch of money with that. But Barry he could kind of do. This could build him up if he beats Arn Anderson. And he's like, now I'm going to beat Tully, and now I'm going to prove to everybody that I was the best Horseman.
I like that idea. I was leaning Arn, but Daniel convinced me with that he could prove to the Horsemen that, hey, I'm the best. I should have been utilized better. So, I mean, it would have been cool if Rick was in here so he could sweep it, but hey, beating Arn, the enforcer, and then being Tully, possibly. I like it.
Right. Okay. Stevie, who's winning this one and why?
I would have to agree and go with Barry Windham. Barry Windham would, you know, prove, in this match, I think Barry Windham would prove to himself that he was probably one of the best horsemen. So I'd probably go with Barry Windham.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to say we'll put Barry over because I do like the idea of, okay, he was the most underrated horseman, so now he's got to prove. All right. I was in the shadow of you fuckers for so long. I got the opportunity to possibly beat two of you to advance in this thing. So we'll go Barry on that one. Okay. Next up, we have Booker T and the Disco Inferno. Stevie, who should win this one and why?
I would probably go with Booker T because Booker T, he's a former television champion, and I think he would out-wrestle the Disco Inferno, so I'd probably go Booker T.
I mean, to be fair, I could out-wrestle the Disco Inferno.
Plus, I really never liked the Disco Inferno character, you know?
Now, and here's a funny thing. And Daniel and I have had the opportunity to meet Glenn Gilberti.
He's a piece of shit.
Well, in person, he was fine. On Twitter, he's a dick. But, all right, before we get too sidetracked here, which never happens, Dan, what's your pitch and why?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know you wanted big, elaborate pitches and everything, but... I'm going to go Booker T because Disco Inferno is a fucking abortion. That's my pitch. Why are you? That's like putting cheesecake next to dog shit and asking them which one's better. Obviously, it's a fucking cheesecake. But cheesecake. Booker T is one of the most accomplished wrestlers of all time. Harlem Heat was one of the greatest tag teams. He's a five-time WCW World Champion. He had a career resurgence with King Booker. Disco Inferno danced like a fucking idiot. He's a poor man's Alex Wright, and he's got no room in the wrestling business. Especially, okay. He's not on my show. I wouldn't even book him, to be honest. I would find a way to get him, like, sneak attack before the show and have someone else wrestle Booker. Because I feel bad.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Stevie.
I would agree.
I'll get off my soapbox. Go ahead, Eric.
All right. Eric, go ahead.
I would book this in 30 seconds. I would have this show come in last. Booker, the bell rings and he does a spinning heel kick. 1, 2, 3. Boom. Bye.
I'm
all
cool right with that. 3 seconds.
Whatever the kick he does.
Well, we're going to.
Whatever that.
Yeah, the Harlem sidekick is what you're trying to say. All right.
Yeah.
So we'll book her over. I do agree. You know, Disco. I mean, Disco could be one of those, like, you know, he keeps surviving because it's annoying people. But
there's too much talent to let go waste, just to give him a little time in the sun.
Right.
And
we already have the community guy in Coco Banner.
Yeah,
we do.
You don't need another
one.
That's a great point, Eric.
It is.
And there's just not much to book there with him and Booker. There's no interest. I mean, just have Booker.
Well, there was no interest when they did it, you know, when Booker first beat him for the TV title back in late 97.
Exactly. So maybe play into that history in a video package and then do the spinning heel kick and then call it a day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Disco's trying to dance and then the bell rings and he hits him with a kick. Boom. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, maybe Disco tries to do the spinner Rudy or something. He gets kicked on the way out.
Next up, we have Matt Taven and James Storm. Eric, let's start with you on this one. Who's winning it and why?
Oh, my boy. This is... I'm going to go with James Storm because he's the more accomplished guy. And I think he's better wrestler, I guess. Now I'm going to go James Storm. This is a tough one. James
right.
Storm.
Well, a lot of people might not even know who Matt Taven is.
Yeah.
I know the name, and I know he was big in Ring of Honor and stuff. I really don't have much. He's the one guy that I have not looked much into. I have not seen many matches. I don't know much about Matt Taven.
Okay.
So I'd probably lean towards Cowboy as well.
Okay. All right. Stevie, who's winning and why?
I would have to go with James Storm because, like Eric said, he's the more experienced. So I'd probably go with him in this match.
I can understand why, but also to just let me just kind of, and again, I'll write Storm down, but like, let me just kind of just throw this one at you guys real quick. Matt Taven is technically an unknown to anybody that, you know, doesn't get whatever channel Ring of Honor is on now on TV, which is about, there's what, like 39 billion people in the world or something like that?
Yeah.
Well, I can guarantee you that 38.75 billion don't get whatever channel Ring of Honor's on. Okay? And probably 38.85 billion don't subscribe to their streaming service, which I can't even remember what the fuck it's called. Oh, thank you. You want to go? Yeah.
All right, I am leaving the booking table.
Yeah.
Good luck, gentlemen.
All right. Yeah, we kind of got a thing going on here, so Dan's going to leave. We're just going to take over here.
Oh.
I will, family emergency, I will see you all tomorrow.
Okay.
So, all right, well, we'll put Storm over anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, no problem. Let me know what's going on.
I will.
All right, next up, we have Eddie Edwards in the Velveteen Dream. So, Eric, when in this and why?
I'm going to go with Eddie Edwards because, again, he's the more known guy and the more, I guess, accomplished guy. I mean, Dream is only known in NXT, I guess.
Right.
Was he in the indie scene?
Not very long. I
not
mean,
like Eddie.
Velveteen Dream, I mean, he basically gained notoriety fast enough.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to put Eddie Edwards over.
Okay. All right, Stevie, who's winning this one and why?
I'd probably go with Eddie Edwards over the Velveteen Dream. I would say Edwards could give the Velveteen Dream a good match, so I'd probably go with him.
Okay. All right, so... like, you look at it here, Velveteen Dream is another one of those mind game type guys. And, I mean, we already have a mind game type guy with Colt Cabana in the ring. So, let's just keep putting the more accomplished wrestlers in there because you want an accomplished wrestler to hold a workhorse title like the TV title.
Exactly.
So let's put Edwards in there. All right. Last match of the first round, we have William Regal and Eric Young. Stevie, who's winning this one and why?
William Regal versus Eric Young. I'd probably go with William Regal. Again, you got the more experienced wrestler who's also been a former TV champion.
Right.
So I'd probably go towards him.
Okay. Eric?
Yeah, same reason, William Regal. I feel like back in the day, he wasn't utilized to his potential, so I think this tournament could highlight how good he was in the ring.
Right. All right, and again, it's another... Eric Young can also be considered a comedy wrestler, but let's keep pushing like the actual wrestlers in. So we'll go Regal here because I think Regal and Edwards would be a really good match in the second round.
Yep.
All right, so let's move on to the first match in the second round. We have Tommaso Ciampa and Colt Cabana. Eric, who's winning it and why?
I mean, we briefly discussed it earlier where Ciampa just beats the shit out of Colt Cabana. I see it that way. Maybe like under 5 minutes, he just keeps beating. Maybe Colt Cabana gets up, try to roll up, but then Ciampa just beats him in 5 minutes.
Okay. All right, Stevie?
I would agree. Tommaso Ciampa. It'd be like maybe less than a 5 minute match, so I'd go with him.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to agree. Daniel basically laid out the pitch earlier. Ciampa needs to look really strong, especially since he's going to be facing a horseman in the next round. So, yes.
Great.
We'll put Ciampa over here. All right. Speaking of that next match, Tully Blanchard, Barry Windham, Stevie, who's going over and why?
You know, this is really a tough decision. So I'd probably go with Barry Windham over Tully Blanchard in this one.
Okay.
Because only because Barry Windham's going to want to try to prove himself. So I'd probably go with him.
Right.
Exactly.
All right, Eric?
I'm going with Barry, too. We briefly discussed this earlier, too. So we laid the groundwork for that.
All right. Well, again, it's Barry trying to prove himself. I mean, he's really going to have to prove himself in the semifinals, but I think he can do it. Or we'll see which way we decide to go. But, yeah, we'll put Barry over here. All right, next up, Booker T, James Storm. Eric, who's winning this and why?
I'm going to go with Booker T. I think this would be a very competitive match. Did they fight in TNA?
I don't think they ever did a singles, but I know they did tag teams against each other.
Okay. Yeah, I put Booker T over because I think, as I said, he's the more accomplished, and I think he's probably the better wrestler in this. So I put Booker T over, but it's pretty close. It's hard to decide.
Okay. Stevie?
I would agree. It would be more of a competitive match, so I'd go with Booker T over James Storm.
All right. I mean, we'll go that way. I mean, personally, I like Storm better than I like Booker. However, I do think Booker, you know, when you think of TV title, obviously you think of Booker T.
Yep.
So we'll go with Booker on that one. Because, like, you really want to go with the guys that you, like, envision this title representing.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The last match of the second round, Eddie Edwards and William Regal. Eric, who's winning this and why?
I'm putting William Regal over. As you said, you envision somebody as a TV champion, and I envision William Regal as champion, and I actually have a finals pictured out, but we'll get to that.
Okay. All right. Stevie?
I would have to go the opposite. I would have to say Eddie Edwards would get the win over William Regal.
Okay.
I'd give him a chance, so I'd probably go with him.
All right, so, like, we really don't have, like, an underdog story here. Except for, like, I mean, you could kind of say Barry's the underdog story, but, like, he's not necessarily an underdog. He's just trying to come out of the shadow of the horseman. Eddie Edwards kind of is an underdog story here.
Yeah, well, I could put him as an underdog in this match.
Right. Right, so he is an underdog here, and we haven't had an underdog really go over yet. So, yes,
that's true. Yeah.
Envision Regal being television champion. I know, like, I can, because he's won it in WCW so many times. But I think Eddie Edwards needs to go over here because we do need that underdog.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll go with that.
So.
I just envision another finals in my head.
Right. Yeah, think of how many times you've done this to us when Daniel and I already have stuff. But, all right. So, semis are set. All right, let's get into the first match of the semifinals. Tommaso Ciampa and Barry Windham. Stevie, who's winning this?
This is probably another tough decision. I'd probably go with Barry Windham over Tommaso Ciampa.
Okay.
I think he would I think the match would probably go longer, so I'd probably go with that.
Okay. All right, Eric?
I'm going to go with Ciampa. I think the run ends here. I think Ciampa will just – I don't think he's going to squash him or anything. I think Ciampa finds a way to win, maybe even cheats a little bit, and just ends that little streak of Barry Windham.
Right. All right, so, like, looking at it here, again, the way we built Tommaso Ciampa is a way that, like, we kind of have to – you know, we kind of have to keep that momentum running. I mean, yeah, we had Barry, but Barry proved himself. Barry beat both horsemen. So Barry got far, but now it's okay. And like Stevie, you said, you know, the match will go longer. Barry Windham's not – I mean, Barry Windham has gone long matches before, but as his career went on, he was not going cardio.
Right.
Because when Barry Windham got a belly, he could never get rid of it.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you with that.
Okay. So I'm going to say, like, let's say Ciampa here just because heading into the finals, you know, you need to have somebody that, you know, is on a roll. And again, he's not a babyface. He's not a heel. He's in between. He's somebody that could take the punishment or whatever punishment Barry could give him, but he can also deliver it 10 times more.
Yep. And beating a horseman would be just top, would be just great for his career.
Right. All right. So now we have Booker T and Eddie Edwards. Eric, who's winning this and why?
I'm going to keep the underdog story going and put Eddie Edwards in the finals.
Okay.
Let's go with that.
All right. Stevie?
I would say Eddie Edwards over Booker T. You got to keep the underdog story going, so that'd be my pick.
All right. Yeah, because, again, the underdog story of, you know, nobody expected Eddie to get as far as he did. I mean, he beats Velveteen Dream, beats William Regal, so now, you know, you keep it going with him beating Booker T, and now he's going to face the insurmountable odds of somebody that dominated this whole damn thing in Tommaso Ciampa.
Yep.
So we'll go there. I have no idea if this is how Daniel would have booked the tournament, but, you know, I'll find out later when he yells at me.
Or when he listens to it.
Yeah. So, all right.
I wonder I am interested to see what he would say, but we'll find out.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, like, you know, family emergency, especially when you have a relative who's elbow is puffing up like somebody that just ate a bag of peanuts that's not supposed to.
Oh boy.
So
I hope everything's okay.
I'm sure it's fine. Yeah, I mean I'm sure everything's fine. You know, I probably just need to get some salve or something on there.
Yep.
Pop something or no. All right. Anyway, so in our final, we have Tommaso Ciampa and Eddie Edwards. Tommaso Ciampa is going through
Barry Windham, or gone through Sammy Guevara, Colt Cabana, Barry Windham. Eddie Edwards has gone through Velveteen Dream, William Regal, and Booker T. All right, Stevie, who is becoming the television champion and why?
So who were the participants again?
All right, so it's Tommaso Ciampa and Eddie Edwards.
I'm going to have to go with Tommaso Ciampa over Eddie Edwards. Again, Tommaso Ciampa is, like, more stronger, so I'd probably go with him.
Okay. All right. Eric?
As much as I would love to have the underdog win, it just feels right to have Ciampa win and be the television champion because he would make a good TV champion, I think. He would dominate every week, I think. I know it's a workhorse championship too, so this is hard. And Ciampa is a workhorse.
Right. I mean, he works very hard.
Yes,
I mean,
does.
This guy has gone through so many injuries. You know, I mean,
he's been through so many injuries.
So many times. It took, you know, he was out from neck surgery, but he came back after 10 months.
Yep.
So, like,
he's been to hell and back.
I mean, this could be, like, kind of a competitive match. Eddie fights back, but then Ciampa's just too much for him. So, yeah, so we'll put Tommaso Ciampa over here. Make him the television champion.
Who are our champions?
Okay, so I know the world champion's Kurt Angle.
Yep.
That much I can tell you. Because, all right, so he won the world title. The U.S. champion is Hangman Page. The women's champion is Asuka.
And the TV champion is Ciampa.
TV champion's Ciampa. And FTR are the tag team champions. So we still have a hardcore title, a cruiserweight title, and a six-man tag title in the book. We'll do those, on future episodes. We kind of ran through.
That was really fun.
We kind of ran through real quick here. Obviously, you know, Daniel were here with us. We probably still be debating right now.
Yeah.
All right. But so let's get into now. Eric wanted to do Royal Rumble picks. Obviously, the Royal Rumble is Sunday. Real quick, I'll go over our Daniel didn't want to do this till tomorrow, but he's not here, so I'm running this. For our fantasy rosters on Sunday, if your person wins either the men's Royal Rumble match or the women's Royal Rumble match, you're going to get 100 points.
Damn.
Okay.
Who's winning?
Mainly
because
Sunday's the last day of the month in January, so this is going to determine who wins the month.
Nice. Is Daniel winning again?
Right now, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. So you're going to get 100 points if your person wins the Rumble. If they last the longest in the Rumble, if they have the longest time, you're going to get 50 points.
Nice.
Or actually, no. It's 25 points for the longest time. It's 50 points for most eliminations.
Nice. You get 1 point for each elimination?
You're going to get – we'll give 5 points per elimination. And when you're eliminated, you're in four. So, real quick, we'll go through it here. I mean, we'll probably have to go through this shit again. But,
Like, Daniel's probably going to have AJ Styles and Miz and Morrison. He might want to put Riddle in instead of Braun Strowman, you know, for his Raw side. Obviously, he can have Alexa Bliss in the women's one. Then, of course, for the SmackDown side, he's got Bianca Belair for the women's side. And the Mysterios, if they decide to be in it, and, of course, Big E. And I'm not going to count the NXT roster yet because we don't know if anybody from NXT is going to be in it. All right. Like, I'm going to make sure Keith Lee is in. Obviously, I'm going to have Shayna Baszler in for the Women's Rumble. And I'll put in Jeff Hardy for the men's. All right, on my Raw side. On the SmackDown side, I'm actually going to, because he hasn't been on TV yet, or he hasn't been on TV in a while, I'm taking Murphy out of my lineup, or out of my starting lineup, and I'm putting Liv Morgan in instead.
Okay.
I don't know if she's actually going to be in the Rumble or not, but just in case, we'll put her in.
Okay.
She's going to be my starting woman because my starting woman is Carmella, who is also fighting on Sunday. All right. So now, Eric, we go to you. This is where decision time comes along. Now, I am going to keep track of this, obviously. Kind of.
Yep.
So has Xavier Woods declared for the Rumble?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, you do have him. I don't think the Fiend's in it. But I know Nia Jax is probably going to be in the Women's Rumble. I'm assuming Sheamus is going to be in the Men's.
I'll have those two, definitely.
Okay. Now, do you want to take the Fiend out and put Cedric in, or do you want to take the Fiend out and put Charlotte in?
Put Charlotte in.
Okay. Matter of fact, actually, let me kind of just say, let me just kind of mark it that we're going to do what I'm going to do here. All right. You're going to put Charlotte in?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now for the SmackDown side, Jey Uso has already said that he's going to be in the Rumble. Bayley said she's going to be in. Daniel Bryan says he's going to be in. We don't know if Seth Rollins is going to be back or not. Do you want to take him out and put either Ruby Riott or Baron Corbin in his place?
I'll put in Baron Corbin.
Okay.
Wait, who's my woman? Ruby Riott?
Yeah. She's your other woman. Bayley's your first one.
No, I can scratch that. I'll put Ruby Riott.
All right. You sure?
Yeah, that's my final decision.
Okay.
Promise.
You're gonna regret it. All right. We'll get Clintus picks tomorrow. I'll go through this tomorrow with Clintus since he's gonna be on this tomorrow. All right, Stevie, let's do you next.
Okay.
Bailey, because you're the only one still here. So for your Raw roster, Ricochet's not in it. He got denied the opportunity to qualify.
Okay.
That sucks.
You do have Randy Orton. And I believe Dana Brooke is going to be in the women's.
Yeah. She probably will.
Yeah, probably will. Probably.
Now, I'm not sure what's going to, if the Lucha House Party is going to be in or not. I can't speculate. Now, do you want to take out Ricochet and put in Mandy Rose?
Is Mandy Rose the only option?
Yeah, because Titus O'Neil hasn't been on TV in forever.
Yeah, put in Mandy Rose.
Okay. Okay. So now we'll go to your SmackDown side. I have no idea where the hell Lars Sullivan has been.
Is Lars Sullivan back?
He has not been on TV, no.
Is he injured?
I have no idea what's going on with him.
Okay.
All right. But Cesaro and Nakamura have both declared for the Rumble. Natalya is going to be in the women's. Aleister Black has not been on TV since they fired his wife.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that either. When did they fire her?
They fired Zelina Vega back early November.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so Steve, I'm pretty sure this guy is going to be in. I'm not 100% sure, but do you want to put Apollo Crews in instead of Aleister Black?
Yeah, put Apollo Crews in.
Okay, and I'm saying instead of Aleister Black because if Lars Sullivan is still able to go, this is the best match to put him in.
I would agree, because Apollo Crews would be great to have in the Rumble this year.
Right. All right, so we got our rosters figured out, and now it's going to carry through for SmackDown tonight, obviously going through the Rumble. Here, let me read off the points right now.
Okay.
Daniel's in the lead with 129. Clint is in second with 96. Eric's in third with 88. I'm in fourth with 49. And Stevie's in last with 36.
Okay.
Now, again, there could be NXT people in this thing too, but I'm not going over the NXT rosters yet because we don't know if anybody's qualified or unqualified or whatever.
Okay.
Now, I'll go through all this with Daniel later. We'll go through this with Clint tomorrow, because Clint has got an awful lot to win and lose.
Inside?
Yeah. All right. So let's kind of get into the Rumble here. Obviously, tomorrow on Settle It in the Ring, where where myself, Kenny Lehman, and Clintus will be competing again, or will be debating against one another. The Royal Rumble is going to be the topic. All right, and we'll obviously get more into that tomorrow. That'll be, of course, tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, let's start off here. There's two Rumble matches, two men's world title matches, the SmackDown women's title, and the WWE women's tag title. So there's six matches in all, which I absolutely hate because I would only like this thing to be 3 hours so I could go to bed at a decent fucking time.
Yeah. There's no Raw women's title?
No, Asuka's not. No, Asuka instead is just going to be defending the tag titles.
Oh, okay.
So, all right, let's start off here with the match that I think is the least important. And that's Asuka and Charlotte defending the women's tag titles against Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler.
Shayna Baszler?
Yeah.
And then all four will be in the Rumble.
Well, all of them except for Asuka, yeah.
Oh, yeah, duh, because Asuka's champion.
Yeah, she's the women's champion.
So, I think I would go with Nia Jax. Charlotte and Asuka to retain.
Okay.
All right, Stevie?
I would say Nia Jax.
All right. I don't see Asuka and Charlotte having a long reign. I actually see Lacey Evans coming out with that dirty old man father of Charlotte's and them costing Charlotte and Asuka the tag titles. So I'm going to predict that Nia and Shayna are gonna regain the titles.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. That's what's going to happen.
All right, so moving on, we got the SmackDown Women's title. Carmella gets another shot against Sasha. Eric, who do you think is going to win this?
I think I'm going to go with an upset. I think Carmella might win. I see them screwing Sasha Banks.
Well, the timing, I think, would be right for Carmella to win it, unless,
what?
Unless they want to keep the title on Sasha until WrestleMania, and let's say, a certain person wins the Royal Rumble and we finally get this one-on-one match at WrestleMania.
Okay?
Oh.
But I'll get into that later. Stevie, who do you think is going to win this one?
I got to go with Sasha Banks. I think she's going in there to win. So I go with her.
I mean, she's already beaten once. Carmella does kind of have her number. I mean, so like the timing would be right for Carmella to win, I think. The thing is that I really don't think they should interrupt Sasha's reign yet.
I think they should keep going longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, until after WrestleMania.
All right, and don't get me wrong. I actually like Carmella. I would like for Carmella to win. I get the points. Okay? But I really do like Sasha Banks. But I don't know. Something tells me that because this is a rematch, something tells me that Carmella might win here. But I am going to say Sasha just because I don't think that they should interrupt her title reign. I think she should have until at least WrestleMania.
Yeah.
If there's no interference from the outside, then Sasha Banks would win.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that sommelier, that Reginald.
They should keep him away from the ring this Sunday.
I mean, they should.
Make it a fair match, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Unfortunately, Stevie, this is one event we can't book.
Right. Well, I'm just giving you my opinion.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. All right. Next up, let's do the last man standing match for the Universal Championship, Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns. Eric, who are you picking?
As much as I love Kevin Owens to win, Roman Reigns is just on the hot streak right now. There's no reason for him to drop the title at the Rumble unless they have some plans for Owens going for. I just think Reigns is going to hold it until WrestleMania, even after Mania.
Yeah, I mean, they should not screw with his title reign right now. I love Kevin Owens. I would actually love for Kevin Owens to succeed, obviously. I have him on my roster. But, I mean, just don't mess with Roman's title reign right now.
Yeah. It's the same thing with Sasha, as you said.
Yeah. All right. Stevie, who are you picking?
I got to go with Roman Reigns. I mean, you don't want to mess with this title reign. So even though I like Kevin Owens, but I'll go with Roman Reigns.
right.
All right, the next one. I can't believe this match is even fucking happening.
Don't even get me started on this, please.
You wanted to
Are
do
you talking about?
Solution?
No, I'm being sarcastic.
I was gonna say don't pull that don't get me started stuff because you got upset when I said I did not want to do this because I
I know
because you know I God forbid I work 50 hours a fucking week I need time to myself.
I'm sorry.
So obviously I'm talking about Drew McIntyre and Goldberg for the WWE title. If Goldberg does a clean job, I don't have a problem with this. Or if like they were to do a thing where he would win the match, and Miz would come out and cash in the briefcase and win the title.
That makes sense.
But the problem is because Miz is as small as he is. You know, Miz is not like a big guy. What I'm trying to say is that Goldberg would kind of look at a guy like Miz and be like, I ain't doing the fucking job for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially somebody came from MTV.
Right. So I'm hoping McIntyre just Claymore's the shit out of him, and then that's it.
Yeah,
so
I hope so, too.
All right, Eric?
I'm taking Drew, but it wouldn't surprise me one bit if Goldberg won, but that's the Vince way.
Right.
He wants the moneymaker at WrestleMania, so.
Right. All right, Stevie?
You know what's probably going to happen is Goldberg's going to win, and then the Miz is going to come out, cash in the money in the bank briefcase, and he's going to try to somehow beat Goldberg for the title.
Yeah, I could see that happening, but the problem is that I don't see Goldberg agreeing to put Miz over.
Unless helped him out.
Unless Goldberg gets a rematch clause, and then he wins it from The Miz.
But, like, the thing is, I don't see Goldberg saying, because Goldberg, to me, is kind of like a, like, there are guys that, when they don't want to cooperate, like, they don't sell.
Right.
You know, there was a story out there. Well, there's a couple stories out there about this particular guy, about Bruiser Brody, and how Brody, when he did not want to do business, would just sit in the, like, there was one time he was wrestling Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and he was sitting in the middle of the ring, Indian style, you know, cross-legged, and he didn't get up, he didn't do anything. And Duggan's trying to kick him and kick him and kick him, and Brody's just sitting there, like, not selling. Because Brody didn't want to do business.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not saying that Goldberg would do that. I'm just saying that Goldberg would probably pitch a fit backstage being like, I ain't going to fucking lose to this MTV asshole.
Yeah, you're probably right. You'd probably end up saying that.
So, the best bet would be for McIntyre to win. And then if they wanted to put the title, which I don't even know, like, does Miz's Money in the Bank briefcase expire at Money in the Bank? Or are they going to let him keep it till October because that's when he beat Otis for it?
That's a good question. I think it's Money in the Bank because I think it's the briefcase, not the person.
Right.
But then you have Money in the Bank. Because then you're gonna have two Money in the Banks, I guess.
Right.
You're gonna have one cash and one the other. I mean, that actually could And that wouldn't surprise me at all. Have, like, I don't know, Don Morrison win the Money in the Bank this year, and then Miz wins it, and then 5 seconds later, Don Morrison catches it and beats Don, and beats Miz.
Right. All right. So now let's move on to the Women's Royal Rumble match. Let's see if I can get a list here.
Oh, by the way, if that ever happened, you can go back on this and say I said it.
Yeah, we'll blame you.
Vince, don't listen to me.
Okay, so let me see if I can get at least somewhat of a kind of confirmed list of the Women's Royal Rumble. All right, so for the Women's Royal Rumble right now, Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, Charlotte Flair, Bayley, Bianca Belair, Dana Brooke, Mandy Rose, Peyton Royce, Alexa Bliss, Liv Morgan, Ruby Riott, and Tamina Snuka. So that's 12 out of 30 so far. Obviously,
returns.
Be entered. But, all right, Eric, who do you think is going to win the Women's Royal Rumble?
The person that should have won it last year, Shayna Baszler.
Okay. All right. Stevie.
Can they finally give her the Royal Rumble win that she should have won last year?
Right. All right, Stevie, who's winning the Women's Royal Rumble?
For SmackDown?
Well, no, it could be any of them. Because it's Raw, possibly NXT is going to be involved.
I'd probably go with Charlotte to win the Royal Rumble.
So you think she's going to win back-to-back?
I really think so.
Okay.
Because
this is part of the debate tomorrow night. But I'm going to just say that my pick is Bayley.
Ah, I know where you're going there. Okay.
All right. But I can't really get into it because we have the show tomorrow night. And I can't really ruin Daniel's concept or else I get fired from the show. It wouldn't be my fault. It'd be Eric's fault because we're doing this because he has to do these tonight. So Eric would get fired. But scapegoat. All right. So the Men's Royal Rumble. So here's who is already declared the Men's Royal Rumble. Bobby Lashley, Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, Randy Orton, Otis, The Miz, Jey Uso, Cesaro, Jeff Hardy, Sami Zayn, Dolph Ziggler, Shinsuke Nakamura, Big E, John Morrison, Sheamus, Mustafa Ali, and Edge. Keith Lee hasn't even declared for this thing yet. What the fuck?
Why is he declared for it?
I mean, I'm assuming he's going to be in it.
I would assume so.
Oh, for your sake, yeah, he is.
Yeah. Or else I'm in trouble. All right, Eric, who's winning the Men's Royal Rumble?
I want to say Daniel Bryan. My heart says Daniel Bryan, but my head says AJ Styles. I think it's going to be AJ versus Roman at Mania.
Okay. All right, Stevie, who do you think's winning the men's?
It's a tough decision. I'm probably going to have to go with I probably have to go with Randy Orton.
Okay.
So I'd probably go with him.
All right. I actually think
Did I say AJ Styles was Roman Reigns at Mania? I meant Drew McIntyre.
Huh? Oh.
Styles is on Raw, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I meant Drew McIntyre, not Roman Reigns.
I actually, for some reason, and I hope this isn't the case, mainly because Eric will get points for it, but I actually think Sheamus is winning the Royal Rumble.
Wow. I thought you were going to say Daniel Bryan. Gotta get points there, too.
Yeah.
Well, Sheamus does have a chance to win it, though.
Right. And the thing is that they really like going for, you know, guys that have won the Rumble before. And
that's
usually,
true.
Like, will happen, and I've noticed this before, Randy Orton won the Royal Rumble in 2009, then won it again in 2017. Right? That was like eight years in between, right?
Yeah.
Right.
He would tie Stone Cold if he won again.
Right. But I think it's going to be Sheamus because Sheamus won in 2012. Why not have him win 9 years later? Because then they could have the story between him and McIntyre.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a great story.
That would be a great match. I would watch that. Do you think Sheamus would go over in that match? Give Sheamus one last title run? He hasn't had a title in what, 6 years? When was the last time he was champion?
The last time he was world champion was 2012.
Yeah, so it would be 9 years.
So,
Why not?
I could see that happening. So,
right.
I mean, we'll see. But, I mean, Royal Rumble's always been one of my favorite pay-per-view events. So, I always look forward to it. I mean, it sucks that I now have a big boy job that makes me get up at 5:30 in the morning. So, I can't really stay up late. However, that's what nap time is for on Sunday.
I have a sleeper.
Even though some prick wanted to ruin it and do a show, and then got upset when I said no.
I said I was disappointed. Not, I wasn't mad, but I thought you wouldn't agree with it. That's why.
Yeah. Well, let's not get into that. You already had to deal with your punishment earlier. Which I can't believe you were actually able to get what you were able to get. So,
hey, I thought I wasn't going to get anybody, but I did. And Sarah was she was my first one.
Well, I knew it. Well, first of all, again, we don't want to get too personal on the air here, but I knew she would want candy. I just didn't think she'd want to pay for it. They know they're paying.
She didn't say anything. I have a screenshot, and I showed the candy, and I showed the prices. So they didn't see it. That's their problem.
So, all right. Anyway. So, all right. So we gave our predictions. Tommaso Ciampa is the Fantasy Warfare TV champion. So we'll see what happens on Sunday. Like I said, I'll get Clint's final roster set up tomorrow night, and I'll get Daniels later.
One last thing.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a sleeper or somebody coming back for each Rumble? Surprise return.
Well, I don't know if we're going to get a surprise return. I think we're going to get, like, a nostalgic, like, why the hell is this asshole here? Like, for some reason, I can see somebody like the Honky Tonk Man coming back.
Okay.
And doing a deal where, like, he gets eliminated right away.
You don't see John Cena coming back? I mean, I saw that one rumor. I mean, somebody said he could win.
I don't see him coming back. I mean, I do think that they need to give opportunities to certain NXT superstars. Like, I would love to see Ciampa come in into the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I would like to see that too.
Or, you know, Damian Priest and Rhea Ripley, you know, they're getting called up to the main roster. Have them debut in the Rumble. I mean, hell, I'm all for Damian Priest getting in the Rumble. I have him on my roster.
You see Becky return?
Huh?
Becky Lynch.
You're not supposed to. She gave birth in December.
Like, oh, never mind. I don't know why people think she's coming back.
I don't see them clearing her to come back right away. You actually have to. Like, you can't even go back to work until, like, after what? 3 or 4 months?
Yeah, I think it's like 12 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, like, after you give birth, you can't even have sex for, like, 8 or 9 weeks. I saw it on a TV show.
That's another story for another day.
I'm just saying. Again, like, it's an actual thing. Like, it is an actual thing. Like, you are not supposed to... honest to God, you are not supposed to have sex for like a certain amount of time.
I was trying to make a joke, but I'm not going to do it on air. I'm going to hold it in.
I'm looking this up.
Oh boy.
Oh, 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think it's been over 6 weeks, so if she can have sex, she can get back in the ring, I think.
She could come back, but she doesn't take any bumps. I mean, I guess you can't be in a Rumble and take bumps. You cannot take bumps, but...
Well, no, Lita was on the no bump list in 2018.
Okay. Then if Becky wins and then she's out until Rumble, I mean, the Mania, that works.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see Ronda coming back.
No.
That's another rumor I heard.
I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm gonna throw up.
She burned that bridge.
Yeah,
and
I would throw up.
Brock Lesnar's not coming back either.
Watch him come back and win the Rumble. No, I'm joking.
Well, he doesn't want to come back, I don't think. Brock Lesnar's ultimate goal was to go back to the UFC.
I did see somewhere that he would come back, but he doesn't want to win. He would. I forget what. He doesn't want to win a title. He would job for somebody. Not job, but put somebody over.
Well, right, because he's tired of people bitching at him and complaining to him, saying you should not be champion. Because
I actually heard he's actually a pretty good guy.
Brock Lesnar is not a people person.
Yeah.
No. I don't see him as a people person.
But, like, I don't see him coming back. Because he doesn't want to be, he didn't want to be back the last few times he came back. He wanted to go to UFC, but Dana White said, fuck you.
Yeah, that's true.
So why doesn't UFC want him back?
All right, so the last time he went in for a fight, he had that fight, and then it was revealed that he failed the drug test.
Yeah, UFC doesn't want to deal with that.
So is he like pretty much like retired right now, Brock Lesnar?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Unless Vince calls him off of him the money he can't refuse.
Right. So let's end it because SmackDown comes on in like less than 120 seconds. So
okay.
We'll talk
good
to
show, guys.
So Eric, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Stevie, we'll talk to you next Friday night. We're going to do the main event from February 5th, 1988. Hogan Andre. That's going to be fun because next week is the actual 31st anniversary. Or no,
nice.
33rd.
Wow.
So we were all just babies when this happened.
So wow. Long time ago.
Yeah. I may have had hair at that point. I don't remember.
Yeah, we were, what, 4 or 5 years old? Or two? No, 2.
Yeah, you were 2 going on 3, right? You would have been 3 in August.
I think I did. Yeah. I would turn 3 in August.
Yeah. And Stevie and I were both 1 going on 2, because for anybody that doesn't know, Stevie and I are actually 1 day apart.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm a day older than him.
Yeah. Because I was born on the 24th, and you were born on the 23rd, Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so, but yeah, so that was a long time ago.
Yeah. But. Oh. It was a controversy at WrestleMania 3.
Yeah, which led up to this.
So,
and right. we'll get into it next week, obviously.
Right.
So, all right. So, until then, Eric, Stevie, thank you very much for being on.
Welcome.
And
welcome.
We'll talk to you guys. Eric, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Stevie, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Yep.
Later.
Later, guys. Later.
The WWF, what the world is watching.